Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is Sue. Thanks so much for listening in again on this Monday afternoon. Very hot. It was very hot this weekend, especially since my son and I were at a wonderful Renaissance fair in Sebastopol. It's a fundraiser for the school district there. It was lovely, and it was also very, very hot. And we have never been through such an ordeal before. It was so hot, and we really stayed and acted with our new troop, well, new to us anyway, all day long. We're the newbies in the troop. And I went the day before to help set up, and then we stayed quite late yesterday evening to help break everything down and pack it all away again. But the exciting part was really all this stuff that the fairgoers, you the guests, brought to life along with us. And that's what makes it really fun, is all the people who come and they're agreeing to hallucinate with us that we are back in the 1600s, thereabouts, in Old England, in Kent. And we call ourselves the town of Fenford. And we are really in Ives Park in Sebastopol, but we call it for the day Fenford Town, or for the weekend. And we do little gigs that involve what, you know, has always gone around there in Sebastopol, and also what was going on in England. And at the time we are portraying, it was Michaelmas, which is the feast of the harvest of St. Michael and celebration of this harvest. And it was a gig about apples, a very funny little gig on the main stage. It was sort of centered around apples, because apples are a big thing in our area here in Petaluma, Sebastopol, Sonoma. And it was also a big thing there at harvest time, was apples. And so there was a gig about some apples that were called No Apples and apples that were called Lady Apples, and we have no ladies here, and said to the woman on stage, and it was all very funny. So it was really great fun, and today I will be doing my show alone for you, and since I have some extra time, since I'm doing my show alone, I'll probably be telling you a little bit more about this Renaissance Fair, which was actually called Much Ado About Sebastopol, since it was in the town of Sebastopol, and I'll be taking calls. If you want to call in and get a few tips, psychically assisted tips on nutrition or fitness or relationships or just about anything else, your job, whatever it is, give me a call, and I'll see what I can do for you. I've got the cards here, and I'm focusing already, and the call-in number is area code 929-477-3282. I'll repeat it. It's 929-477-3282. You may call in and give me a false name if you like. If you wish to remain anonymous, I will not ask for a real name, just for a name, something I can call you while we talk. May as well say your name is X or Y. If you're a boy, say your name is X. If you're a girl, say your name is Y. And just so I will know what's what and not get too focused on names as I'm doing my reading. And let's see. So about the fair, we are always, always looking for more people who wish to come and dress up and play with us. And my troupe portrays the roles of people who actually existed in the time of Queen Elizabeth, known as the Flood family. There was a Sir Thomas Flood and his wife Lady Flood, and they had 8 children. They were not all born of Lady Flood, the one who is portrayed at fair. Sir Thomas actually had 2 wives consecutively, and so between the 3 of them, they had 8 children. And my son plays the role of one of his younger sons, and I play the role of Lady Flood's tiring woman. And I have much to learn about the family history. that Cody had great fun reading poetry to the Queen on the main stage, and then he came back, and we had a little lunch before we headed back to our household pavilion, and the Queen came by our pavilion. It was all very exciting, and some other noble came by even before then and kissed the hand of the household bakeress, and she swooned. It was all very dramatic and silly and fun, and there were lots of games to play, lots of different kinds of foods to choose from when you got hungry, lots of different kinds of drinks, including alcoholic drinks if you wanted that, and you know, some people do. It was such a hot day, I wouldn't have recommended it myself. I don't imbibe, but it's neither here nor there, and so that was all great, great fun, and I do actually highly recommend going out and having fun. That's part of my teaching. That is one of the pillars of my teaching, in fact, as a health coach, is that fun is a healthy thing. So don't feel guilty when you go out and you have your fun. Go out and play tennis if you love tennis. Go out and play soccer. Go out and do the sports you love, do the hiking, do the snow skiing, do the mountain climbing. Whatever it is you love, keep doing it. If it's an exercise that you don't enjoy, stop doing it. Find something you do enjoy, because life's too short to do the stuff you don't enjoy, and there's there that you will enjoy. Try something new and see if you enjoy it. Because the longer you keep doing all the active, enjoyable stuff, the longer you'll be able to keep doing it. I'm already, you know, I'm working on my health. I'm always a work in progress. And I'm realizing that, you know, I'm really very stiff after a long weekend of setting up and acting in a big outfit and then cleaning up after when it was so hot. I'm a little achy and tired today, and I know that the best thing for it is a little bit of rest, but then, you know, maybe just today, but then get up and stretch again and go out and do a whole bunch of really cool stuff again tomorrow or the next day and keep busy and keep my body moving, because the longer I keep moving, the longer I'll be able to keep moving. You start slowing down, you let yourself get lazy and sit on the couch too much or in front of your computer too much, and your body forgets. You lose that cell memory, and you start losing muscle mass, and you start your body starts creating fat, that joyous thing called fat, which is actually an unfortunate state of health. You don't want to be overweight because it's bad for your health. You also don't want to allow anyone to put on you another, their own idea of what is healthy for you, because that's never going to be right. Their idea of what's healthy for you is just always going to be wrong for you, because everybody has their own ideas. Everybody, you know, has their own belief system about what's healthy, and they have things that work for them, so certainly it must work for everybody else. What works for me right now is the paleo diet. I've discovered that, you know, all grain is poison for me, but all grain is not poison for everybody. Some grains are more healthful to eat than other grains. They just have more protein and more fiber. I happen to really like paleo things, coconut, nuts, but if I were going to eat other grains, I would probably eat things like buckwheat and teff, and the ancient grains are the ones I would recommend if people are still wanting to eat grains. Lately, it's harder and harder to choose what we put in our mouths because of all the GMOs, and people are so scared of GMOs. Not all GMOs are created equal either. They are not all bad or all good. There are some instances in which some GMOs can be a good thing. The genetically modified seed or organism has really been around for a very long time. It started before the time of Dolly the sheep, and it came around when we first started hybriding flowers. We first realized we could make a purple flower from this flower over here and that flower over there that were two other colors. So we started doing it for color, and then we started doing it for other reasons to see if maybe we could create a better animal or a stronger animal or this or that type of animal. And it also happens in nature where you get maybe the zebu or the liger or that sort of thing. So GMOs are not all bad. They're not all good either, though. So do be careful, because the GMO seeds generally don't reproduce, so they make farmers poor. And the farmers are sort of coerced or intimidated into buying the GMO seeds that do not reproduce, because the big companies are buying out the smaller companies that are selling the normal seeds and the heritage seeds. So this is one reason why everybody is against GMOs, and they're absolutely right. There's also the connected idea of the pesticides and herbicides. They're made by the same company that makes these seeds, called Monsanto, and we're absolutely right about that too. Those pesticides are killing everything, and not just the pest. They're killing the bees, and the bees are what make the world go around, pretty much. But on the other hand, we are creating a GMO mosquito, which could be a really, really good thing. You should look that up. We are creating a sterile mosquito, and it's really the very same idea as the GMO corn or whatever. But in this case, it's a good thing, because we hate mosquitoes because they spread disease and they're bad. Only 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to my show this time. I took a shorter show space of time because I did not have a guest for you today, but next week I will have a guest. You should definitely listen if you have diabetes or know anyone who has it. I will have on a Dr. Fernell, who has lots and lots of wonderful eating tips for eating for diabetes. He's written some books, so you should definitely listen in next Monday at 3 for that. I will hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your week from here on in, and that you'll check out the next Renaissance Fair to come. It will be in Folsom next month. Check it out. Look it up. Look up Folsom Renaissance Fair 2016, October. Find it. Be there. I'll be there. Come introduce yourself at the Flood household. We would love to have you play with us, or even just come visit with us. We're not just there for decoration. Come in and visit with us. Have a goblet of water. Share our shade. Talk with us. Ask us what we're doing with the little drop spindle and the lucets that we're using for making things out of thread and yarn. And it's all very interesting stuff. All right, then. This is Sue of Conscious Wellbeing for You. If you'd like to call in next time, the number again is 929-477-3282. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and thanks again for listening in today. Bye-bye now.